Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode 93. I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. And alongside me, my good buddy slash co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Scott. Long time no talk. Though
not as long as last time.
Definitely not as long as the last time. We've both picked up some new games, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It was kind of exciting.
Yeah, but we're gonna start off by following up to our WWE 2K16 discussion we had last episode, because they just released some news on the DLC and Season Pass stuff. So it's a kind of a decently sized list, so I figured we might as well just jump straight into it.
Yeah, this might be one of my favorite DLC offerings they've done. The Attitude Era, the WWE 13 is really good too, but this one's also pretty good.
Yeah, and this whole pack can be bought for $24.99, I believe.
That sounds right.
Yeah. We'll start off with the Accelerator. This will allow players to gain instant access to all the unlockable content available in the game, excluding downloadable content. The stuff with this is you can also buy all this stuff separately.
Yeah.
I don't know the separate prices, because I think if you're going to buy one, you're probably going to want to buy it all, right?
Yeah, that's the good thing about this one. I think it was WWE 12 where there was actually one of the packs I didn't care about at all, so it was actually made more sense to not buy the season pass.
Right.
But no, this year's a good one. I want to say the Accelerator is like $2 or something.
Yeah,
I think it's like $2.99 actually. Right. Yeah. And if for some reason you don't care to play through the Steve Austin showcase, you'll want this.
Yeah, this seems like a kind of a no-brainer either way.
Mm-hmm.
Next is for the PS4 and Xbox One only, the My Player Kickstart, which will give players instant access to boosted creator superstar ratings, boosted created superstar ratings, and attributes in the game's My Career mode. That's
basically like your steroid pack in MLB The Show.
Yeah, that's actually not in the Season Pass. That's a DLC, but it's not in the Season Pass.
That's not in the Season Pass?
No, it says this feature is not included in the Season Pass purchase.
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah, this is just the same thing. This is essentially VC for your player.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is the My Career mode? Because I haven't played... I didn't play last year.
I played like a couple matches of it, and I didn't think it was terribly interesting because I get bored playing as just one character, even if it's my own created character.
But does it have a storyline and everything?
Something like that, but it's a lot more open-ended,
okay,
from what I understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's your, like, single-player career mode where you work your way up through, you start in NXT, and you try to work your way up to the Hall of Fame, is basically what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll check that out just because I haven't played that in a while. The last time I remember playing through one where your created guy was the guy, was that 13? That was, like, the last part of WWE 13? Wasn't the story mode broke up
12? 12? Yeah, before they started doing, like, the historical ones.
Right, yeah, because 12 was what? It was Randy Orton, Triple H, and then your guy, something like that?
No, Sheamus, Triple H.
That's why I added it, right.
Yeah, Sheamus, Triple H, and then your creative guy or something like that, and some sort of convoluted story they made up.
Yeah, that was weird.
I didn't like those. I like the historical ones better.
Yeah. Though, they did it good when you were, weren't you the extra member of Evolution or something?
Something like that
was kind of cool.
Oh yeah, the Day of Reckoning ones. Yeah,
because that actually had like a real storyline from the real thing, and you just kind of like inserted yourself in.
Something like that. I forget how that one actually went, and it spanned two games.
Yeah. Next up is the Legends Pack, which will give you playable WWE Legends Big Boss Man, Dusty Rhodes, Lita, Mr. Perfect, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Trish Stratus.
That's good. Getting two more women in the game.
Yeah. And a good selection of people as well, because obviously, huge fan of Mr. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, one of the greats of all time.
Yeah. If you watch the trailer for this, they don't show any actual gameplay footage, but the shot they showed of Big Boss Man was the like early 90s Big Boss Man with the police shirt.
Yeah.
The later, like, you know, Riot Gear Boss Man.
That was, like, such a turn off when he became Riot Gear Big Boss Man. When he was coming straight out of Cobb County, Georgia, I was way more excited. Like when he was, can we get stupid question, Scott? They still have all the downloadable stuff, right? Like community creations and stuff.
As far as I know, but they haven't said anything about it. I don't see if there's any reason for them to get rid of that.
All right, so then I will have to go download somebody's mounty and then
There you go.
fight Big Boss Man in a cell all the time. That'd be great.
Hopefully they have like the blue bar steel cage.
I would assume they would,
It's
but
been in
I'm.
there in the past, so I
Yeah.
don't see
And I feel
why
like
it wouldn't be.
a lot of the. And it feels like a lot of the roster was they've been in there in the past, so they're here again. So I feel
Right.
like it should be there, but we'll have to see. Next up is the 2015 Hall of Fame Showcase.
So this is going to be basically this is similar to last year's showcase add-ons, but instead of stories, they're going to highlight matches, one of which they made up.
So we'll go through them. There's Macho Man and Randy Savage versus Jake the Snake Roberts.
Macho Man and Randy Savage.
What? Yeah, Macho
That's a
Man
new
and
set.
Randy Savage. He's like two people. Yeah, Macho Man, Randy Savage versus Jake the Snake Roberts. Oh, I feel like in the video they showed like what this was from.
Yeah, the
I
I
didn't
want
read
to
it.
s the Tuesday in Texas where I went when Macho Man was reinstated after losing the retirement match at WrestleMania.
And then he would go on to wrestle how many more years after
I want to say longer than he wrestled before that,
Oh,
at
Jesus.
least in WWE. No, and then I think this is the storyline that started with the famous when Jake the Snake tied Macho Man up in the ropes and made the Cobra bite him, or at least tried
Right.
to.
Oh, that was good. Good times. I think good times were had by all back then. Next up, we have the Rikishi. Rikishi and The Rock. Oh, my God. Good match. I love.
Probably the lamest match in here, and that's not taking anything away from either guy, but it was kind of a blow-off match at the time.
Are they
Like
related?
it was something for The Rock to do because he wasn't in the title picture at the time.
Is Rikishi in the thing? He's one of those guys, right?
Yeah, Rikishi was in the game already.
No, I mean he's like The Rock's cousin. All right, to make sure.
Yeah, and Roman Reigns, every Samoan wrestler ever is actually somehow related to each other.
So I'm just trying to make sure that I can have a three-man Samoan team of Roman Reigns, Rikishi, and The Rock. So that's good.
You could do five, put the Usos in there, and you can have all five slots filled.
Or I can get a third person to join the Usos and go 3-on-3.
There you
Or we put them all in a Hell in a Cell. Not a Hell in a
go.
Cell, Elimination Chamber. And see which one is the best.
There you go.
Rikishi walks out of there. This one, not real at all, but
Nope.
Alundra Blaze versus Paige. I prefer to call her Medusa.
I know that's actually mildly disappointing.
So here's what I think. Specifically for the naming thing, I think she owns the name Medusa. Because
That
she still goes by that, and I think her monster truck is still Medusa and everything.
probably has something to do with it. It's also probably like the one thing, like if my thought on that is if she doesn't throw the women's title in the trash on Nitro, she can still like she can be inducted into the Hall of Fame as Medusa and
Because she's in as Alundra Blaze?
yeah.
It's like the weird stuff that they'll gloss over for no apparent reason, and then the stuff that they're like real nitpicky about is so weird.
Because when they inducted her, they acknowledged her career, the majority of her career as Medusa. But nope, she's Alundra Blaze.
It's just, yeah, and that's one of those things about WWE that it's like.
So what I'm curious is this just going to be you just play this match, or did they actually like script a match for that this is going to be
Like a
with
reason why this
cutscenes and
happens?
well that and like cutscene well even did they actually build a match that has cutscenes and stuff that happens in it, or is it just you play this match?
Maybe. And see, like, this match doesn't even make sense. I mean, there's really no reason for this match, right? Do they have any history?
No.
But I do know that Medusa was talking stuff when was it Abella had the title for so long?
Oh, maybe. Probably.
Like that was like a Twitter beef when she was
Oh,
like,
that could,
"No,
yeah.
I have the longest reigning women's title," because she never lost it technically.
Because, yeah, she still has the belt or something like that.
Yeah,
That's
so
probably more a joke than anything else, than a legitimate shot.
yeah. So it's just yeah. This match just doesn't make any sense.
I think it was one of those things where we're gonna put all the 2015 Hall of Famers in, and we need something to do with Alundra Blayze because we can't get the rights to anyone else she ever had a match against.
They should have used that one woman.
Can't even name anybody, can you?
I can picture her. I just don't know what her name is.
All right, well, give me a description. Maybe I
Sure.
can come up with a name.
Black hair, face paint, maybe a mask.
Bull Nakano.
Yeah. Get her in this game. That would be a better match than this Paige, than her versus Paige, which makes no sense.
You put them both in their prime, I think it's actually a great match.
Sure. But this is a Hall of Fame showcase. All right. Scott.
Do you need me to pronounce a name?
Go for it. This is not the NHL.
Larry Zbysko and Arn
Oh, I'm
Anderson.
sorry. My bad. I was looking at the next one already. Yeah, Larry Zbysko and Arn Anderson, two of the greatest horsemen.
No, I don't think Zbysko was ever a horseman.
No, I don't think he was either, now that I think about it.
I mean, as many horsemen as there were, he wasn't one of them.
Are you sure?
Yes. But he, like, tagged with Arn Anderson, like,
yeah,
when the
was like,
horsemen weren't a thing.
I feel like he was buddies with all those guys all the time.
That could be.
I don't know how to spell horseman. Well, horseman appears nowhere in his Wikipedia.
There you go.
Or I can't spell horse. I hope all those dings are not getting picked up by the recording. Yeah, I felt like
Excuse
him and
me.
Arn Anderson were like best buddies all the time.
Yeah. But and then versus Ricky Steamboat and Dustin Rhodes. Not Goldust.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a good selection of guys to get in the game. Zbysko and Anderson weren't in the game already, and Dustin Rhodes will probably technically be a separate character from Goldust.
Do we have a legit group of four horsemen now, or no?
I think we're still short one, because we've got Anderson, Flair, and Lex Luger. I don't think there's a fourth, though.
I mean, I feel like everybody's been in the Four Horsemen, so are we sure that Steve Austin didn't make it into the Horsemen at some point?
No, he didn't. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, of all the other Horsemen, none of them are in the game.
I was going to say, did Mr. Perfect make it into the? Yeah, Kurt Hennig was
yes,
in the Horsemen.
Right, he
You've
was.
Done it. Thank you,
Done.
DLC.
Yeah, for like a month and a half, and then he turned on him. But yeah.
Wait, Brian Pillman's not in this game. Is Brian Pillman
in this
game?
Oh my god, Brian Pillman. Yeah, we've got five horsemen.
Also, Sting was in from 89 to 90.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
was
Sting.
That horseman? And Mike, we can get Michael P.S. Hayes was an associated horseman. If we can, because I think we've seen video where Hayes is in the back, or am I crazy? I think I'm
they
crazy.
They may have, like, teamed together, like, for some reason, but no.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All
now
right.
You need me to pronounce a name?
Now, this is the name I need you to pronounce, yes.
Tatsumi Fujinami versus Ric Flair.
See, I don't remember this at all. Was this...
I think
this was
this,
a WWF match?
Oh, this was WCW. Mm. I want to say they had this match in North Korea.
Sure.
Which is a whole other topic we don't need to get into, but...
And then another tag team.
Oh, no,
match.
I'm thinking Antonio Inoki.
Yes.
You have no idea if I'm right or not, do you?
I'm trying to say yes. Inoki was the one with the green pants, or was he black shorts?
I have no idea.
There's a guy with green pants who was really good, and I remember making him in some game.
Okay.
But yeah,
no, yeah, I don't. They had a match. It was probably good. I'm not. It was WCW, but I don't know much about it.
Next up, we have the Bushwhackers, Butch and Luke, versus the Natural Disasters, Typhoon and Earthquake. Amazing. Amazing that we got the Natural Disasters in a game. Amazing
yep.
that we have the Bushwhackers in a game.
Actually, everyone but Typhoon has been in a game before.
Ugh.
They were the Bushwhackers and Earthquake were DLC, I want to say 2009.
The Typhoon was Tugboat?
No, Typhoon hasn't been in the game in years. Like, I want to say going back to, like, WrestleMania on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Typhoon was Tugboat. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, can
Sorry.
We dress him up as the Shockmaster?
Probably, it will probably happen
imagine,
in, like...
Imagine if I was just an alternate costume. I would lose my mind. I would literally lose my mind.
Except they probably have a legal issue with that whole Stormtrooper helmet thing.
Possibly. How about they just we have a legal issue because that was like the worst thing that ever happened in wrestling. Next up, possibly the thing that I'm most excited of all these
Yes.
guys. We have the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, versus Harlem Heat, Booker T and Stevie Ray. Didn't I say that Stevie Ray was, needs to be in this game?
Yeah, you did. And I think we said, Stevie, this is like the DLC we predicted.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Scott Hall made the game. Now, I really hope that we can use all these guys regularly. And it's not, they're just not locked to this match.
That would be quite possibly the worst thing they could possibly do.
Yeah, and I hope. I mean, it seems. It says. Well, I'm reading. I'm on a Bleacher Report page. It says that even more legends can be unlocked if you have the Hall of Fame showcase. So I assume they, when they say unlocked, I assume they mean for everything.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have to play through this to do it,
that could be.
which I would understand, but.
Actually, can I just that's kind of obnoxious if you have to purchase the DLC and then work to actually unlock it.
Well, yes, I agree. Completely stupid. But I think,
Yeah.
isn't that how Forza 5 started when it came out?
I have no
I
idea.
want to say, like, if you bought something, you, like, bought the privilege to buy these cars or something. And I think that's part of what some of the backlash for that game was.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
I could be
I was gonna
completely
say, it's
wrong, but that
not
sounds
like
accurate.
I was thinking like Tiger Woods, the year where you could, earn in-game credits to unlock the DLC instead
First
of just
off,
paying for it.
yeah, that was a good thing, though.
Yeah.
The course master.
Granted, you need to play. Granted, I think if you try to do that just by playing the game, you'd still be working on it, but
No, actually, it wasn't that bad. I unlocked a couple courses like that because you just had to make some goals. So I think you only had to play like three or four times at a course.
Okay.
And I think the like whatever like the course rental fee wasn't that bad. I feel like you
Okay.
could make that coin because it was just in-game currency. I think you had to use, and you could do
Right.
that pretty easy. I always fought for course mastery, and then they took it out, and I was very upset.
Anyway.
Next up is the new moves pack, which features my favorite move of all time. There's 30 plus new moves, including the corner enziguri, avalanche ram, sidewinder suplex, standing crossface chicken wing, and quite possibly the greatest move ever, the dragon sleeper.
Yes.
Dragon sleeper is just by far my favorite move,
There you go.
possibly because Ultimo Dragon, by far the greatest wrestler of all time. And if you don't
Yeah.
believe me, there's a picture of him holding like nine titles at the same time.
At
That's how you
10 at
know.
one time at one point.
Did he get to 10? Let's
It,
see.
when he was the WCW Cruiserweight champion, was he won that and he had all the other, I think he had the nine belts and then he won
Gotcha.
that was his 10th.
And that was the best because he would come out to the ring with all of them.
Yes. It's like Sonny Ono would have half of them.
Yeah, so good. Next up, we have the Future Stars pack, which is funny because this guy is a not future star. It's got playable NXT superstars Samoa Joe, Diego, Fernando, Blake, and Murphy.
And yeah, it's funny. Well, you call Samoa Joe a future star, which is WWE, and there, Samoa Joe didn't, he hasn't done anything before he came to NXT. Los Matadores, which I don't even think they wrestle in NXT ever. They've been on the main roster for years, a couple years at least. Blake and Murphy actually fit the description.
So 2 out of 5. Good job.
Yeah.
That's it, right? That's the
Great.
whole
Now,
thing?
that's it. Now, here's the gripe that I think a lot of people have, and I think it's justified. Samoa Joe didn't debut until May. He made the game as DLC, yet, Sasha Banks, Bayley, the women we talked about in the last show, didn't make the game at all.
Right.
How does that make any sense?
Hey, man. How does anything make any sense in the WWE? Answer
Yeah,
me that.
it had to be WWE's decision, but why?
Don't know. Trying to push NXT.
Well, why wouldn't you want to put the women
Hey, man. They're on the pro roster.
in? Anyway,
I don't even want to know how those conversations go because I'm sure it's just a complete mess.
probably. And then through this DLC, the thing I realized, this game is going to have a really good roster of tag teams, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Not great, but And that's kind of counting some of the teams you might have to put back together that are just in the game naturally.
Right. Yeah, I'm still kind of upset that who do we have? We have Billy Gunn's in the game, but not Road Dogg, right?
Right.
So we're gonna have to do a lot of downloading from the community creations to.
I'm not a fan of that. I mean, I love that it's there. It's a great feature, but for one thing, the roster is big enough as it is.
Right.
And I don't feel like they're missing anybody.
But why can't I have the Outsiders versus DX? That'd be sick.
You can, well, you could have, you
well,
do
I'm not
Shawn Michaels.
I can do Triple H and Shawn Michaels, right.
Yeah, Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
But they weren't like the tag team of DX.
Right.
Like when you think tag team and DX, you think New Age Outlaws.
So. Right. You know, I'm hoping for the next show we'll have the listing of matches for the showcase. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some opinions on that when that happens. Like, what they're going to do for the future. But we'll save that conversation.
All right, we can do that. Yeah, lots of good tag teams. So definitely going to play a lot of tag team matches. And just wait until me and you make a tag team. We destroy the Outsiders. It's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been this excited for a wrestling game in quite a long time.
I have not. Did you read the article about the guy who was talking about how like he played this match against somebody and he's going to remember this match for a long time because it was awesome?
No.
But that okay. Well, it was a really. I read the article and it's like, I am really excited for this game now. If that's the kind of matches you can have, and at the same time, I'm like, I don't have any friends to play this with.
Scott, I will play this with you.
I know,
but it's not like we're sitting next to each other and doing awesome stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not taking anything away from that. But, and even then, I have you. Well, I have one person.
Hey, it's good enough. We'll get you some more people. If you're going to get this game, tweet at Darth Obvious and say, we're in this together. We'll make a stable. It'll be great. But yeah, some of the my favorite memories of video games are playing the N64 ones, like, in person with my friends.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Pulling an all-nighter, playing, was it No Mercy? Just for the hell of it.
It could have been any of them.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. My friends weren't into wrestling enough that we would just play we'd play a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, we're tired of GoldenEye, let's play something else for a little while.
Right.
And then go back to playing more GoldenEye.
And those games were so good that non-wrestling people could get into them. Because the control scheme was so, like, tight.
You know, that's something, as I find out more about this game, I'm kind of hoping they can get to that again, because it seems to me they're drawing a lot of stuff from fighting games. Mm-hmm. Which is probably a good way to do it, because I've always said that when it comes to video games, wrestling games are more fighting games than they are sports games.
Right.
But.
Which is weird, because it's all fake.
And it's right.
Like, part of wrestling is you have to lose a match, and it's very hard to, like, make that fun. Because you'll just go through the match and dominate and dominate and dominate, and then it's like, okay, now I'm supposed to lose.
That's why I think this limited reversals thing and the strategy behind using those is going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. Because you'll have to, like, take moves and get beat up sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's sort of forcing that on you while still making it a part of the game.
All right, I think that's enough WWE talk for a while. I'm sure everybody's probably tired of it after the last episode.
A show and a half, yeah. I'm tired of it, even though I'm excited for the game.
So next I want to talk about, you have recently acquired, well, recently, a few months ago.
Relatively recently.
You got your PlayStation 4.
Yes.
How has the journey into the next generation of gaming been for you?
You know, at first it was one of those things where it's like, okay, I have a PS4 now. And when I got my PS4, I picked up, because they were cheap, UFC and NBA 2K15, which actually, NBA 2K15, because that was when Rich was always streaming his, who was he playing as? Brooklyn?
He was Brooklyn.
Yeah. He was playing, he was streaming all his Nets games, and I watched a couple of those, and I'm like, dang, this game looks good. And I had also picked up the PS3 version cheap because I kind of felt like playing a basketball game again. And I was really amazed. I know in the past I'd complained about NBA 2K's controls. And in playing 2K15, I feel like they've dumbed them down enough that, you know, all the complicated stuff is still there, but you can still play the game and have fun without having to do that. You know, you can dribble around guys just by moving the joystick around. You know, or if you know how to pass, it's great.
Passing is quite a important part of NBA.
Right. But you know, that was what I got right when it came out, and I bought it in the middle of March, so right before the show came out. So that was also part of it, where those were kind of my games to kill time until the show came out. I also picked up the golf club, which, you know, it's good. And it's kind of like I have the golf club and I don't need another golf game. I can go to it when I want to feel like playing golf and it'll be there. I feel like it could be more, but for 20 bucks.
How often are you still going back to it?
I haven't played it in a while, actually. I want to say since midsummer. But that's kind of normal. I'm sure I'll get back to it. Usually around spring, I always feel like playing golf games for some reason. It's also been so heavy with everything that's come out in the past few months or so that Rocket League.
It's a great game.
Yeah. But also one that it's a great game, but I just don't find myself drawing to it a lot.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for Rocket League.
Right. But great game. What else have I been playing on the PS4? I picked up a bunch. You know, there's like when the PS Plus sales would go, and I would get like Pure Pool. That's a really,
Yeah, I played some of that. That was good.
yeah. It's really, like I said, it's nothing fancy, but for what I paid for it, yeah, it's amazing. I think it's $20 normally, and that seems like way too much for a pool game, but it's really good. You know, then I found like there was Monopoly and Risk. No one plays them online, which made me mildly disappointed, but
I
yeah,
had
they're
Monopoly
nice.
on PS3, and that was some good stuff. Or no, lie. I had Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
How much
yeah.
is Monopoly on PS4?
I don't remember that. Like, a lot of these I picked up on PlayStation Plus sales. So
Let me know next time it's on sale.
I'll keep an eye out for it. Just trying to think if there's anything else that really stands out. Not particularly. I've tried Drive Club because there's the PlayStation Plus version. The game does not give me enough help. Like, I can't take a corner to save my life. Kind of my problem with, you know, simulation racing games.
And real driving. Scott can only drive in straight lines. It's
Yes.
very, very frustrating.
And then as far as before that, I have to say I really appreciated that year, you know, like before, you know, pretty much the year we weren't doing shows. I know I did a few at the end, but you know, from the time the PS4, Xbox One came out until I actually got one, it was kind of nice. Like I didn't play Madden 15 at all. I didn't play any 15 sports game except for the show. And I kind of liked it.
Just sometimes,
Not
you just need that break.
right, financially and mentally. But yeah, it was a good year. I got engaged in that year.
So, well, because you weren't playing video games and you got off your ass and put a ring on it.
That was exciting. Got into a lot of retro stuff. Kind of bolstered my old game collection. Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out if I want to do something like that. I feel like I do.
See, I'm only buying games for the systems that I own already, and I haven't really bothered. You know, I'm not going to go out. I never had a Sega Genesis. I'm not going to go out and get one. You know, there's collections of Genesis games. I can get Genesis games on the Wii if I really want them. And I think for the most part, there aren't a lot of great Genesis games that weren't also on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I've been meaning to.
Or otherwise still only available on the Genesis.
I want to get more games from N64, but I'm like, the games I feel like I would buy are the games that I probably wouldn't play. The games that I didn't play then that I doubt I would try to play now.
N64 is a hard one just because A, the controllers like don't hold up at all. I've actually replaced the joystick in mine, which is kind of nice, but just they don't age well. Like, don't get me wrong, wrestling, the ends, those THQ wrestling games are amazing. They look like trash.
Ah, come on, Scott. I know they look like trash, but
they looked like trash then. They were still the best. They were still the best they had. Yeah,
that was so good.
Their arms were literally not attached to their bodies.
Yeah, and they were squares. Yeah, those are the games that I still have, so I wouldn't have to buy those, but I'd still need to hook up the console and have a place to hook up the console, which is like my main problem right now.
Oh, you don't have like a nice old TV that would work?
No, there's space in the living room, but then it's like, am I going to play in the living room, or I'd have to get a chair to sit closer because we don't have wireless controllers back then.
Right.
Or do I put it in my office? And it's like, well, I don't really have room in my office for it. So it's just like the whole thing.
Oh, the other thing, I missed out on the PlayStation for the most part, but since I have a PS2 and a PS3 that play PS1 games,
oh, nice.
That's been a place to look.
Yeah, my PS3 that was backwards compatible is no more. That thing died.
Well, every PS3 plays PS1 games.
Right.
But they didn't all play PS2 games.
That's where the good games were.
Yeah, the best games.
So I have a Metal Gear Solid collection if you want me to send that over to you. I can't play any of the games on it. Or I guess I could play Metal Gear 1.
Yeah, so you could play the first one. But yeah, I never got into Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear 2 is the best one.
Yeah, there's a nice collection of games that you could just download for the PS3 as well. That's another one of those. I picked up a lot of those on PlayStation Plus sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that was what I was doing my year off. I enjoyed it, but I'm happy to be back in the current. My wallet's not as happy, but...
But I feel like now we're seeing a lot more deals on like new games in general, but definitely new sports games. Mm-hmm. We're finding like real good sales 2 weeks after they come out.
Yeah.
Like I think after Madden came out, the second week it was out, Amazon had a deal where it was $40. Which seems really dumb to buy games at launch nowadays.
Yeah, it does. Not that it stops us. But.
Yeah. And I know we both just took advantage of it was a Toys R Us deal.
Yes.
Where it was buy two EA Sports games and you get $50 off?
Something like that. It was almost buy one, get one free.
Right.
It was like buy one, get one $10.
Right. Yeah, it ended up being $70.
Yeah, they draw it. I think when you checked out, they officially just cut the price of each of them down to like $35.
Yeah, my receipt, they just both say $35. Which is pretty amazing, because I picked up FIFA and NHL, which I was waiting for both of them to drop down to 40.
See, for me, I was kind of shooting for 40 for NHL.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care at all about FIFA, but I saw that deal, and I'm like, huh. Well, all right. So it's like I pay full price for NHL, and then I get another game for $10 that I will enjoy.
Right.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, and I was waiting for them to each be 40. And I got them for less, and I'm even more excited.
There you go.
So,
yeah. So I'm pretty much set now. Like, and WWE comes out, and then I'm set till like the show comes out.
Yeah, I also actually won NBA Live from a website that was giving it away.
Oh, nice!
So I was pretty excited about that. So now I pretty much have everything. I don't know if I'm going to buy NBA 2K. My brother-in-law has it, so I'll probably go over there, play it, see what the deal is.
See, I will be happy still playing NBA 2K15.
Right. You don't want to know what frequency vibrations whole deal is?
I don't care. Okay. And that was even before I listened to Press Row last week.
Yeah. I feel like I gave up after I found out his name was Frequency Vibrations.
Yeah, is that his actual name, or is that just the nickname that you have to be called?
I think it's his actual name.
Wow.
And they call him Freak, from what I've seen. I could be, these all could be lies, but from what I've seen, I feel like that's how it works.
Okay. I'm sure 2K16 is an amazing game, but,
oh yeah, I'm sure.
But so is 2K15.
Right. It's fallen into like that FIFA area where it's like, yeah, the game's great.
Oh, all right. So FIFA, I will admit I have not played much of FIFA yet. Although can I say, I was pleasantly surprised that there were no like, visible install times on those two for the PS4.
Yeah, I feel like, did I do something wrong that I don't normally do? Because I remember I put the game in and I was like, oh, it obviously has an update because it's so far after launch, but also
right. Actually, I think
the update on launch day anyway.
Right.
Because I think they were both 1.02. So.
Yeah, but basically, So it took a few minutes to download an update, which on my connection wasn't bad. I don't know about you.
Yeah, fine.
And then, they start up and they throw you into a game right away in both cases. But I played that game and they're like, oh, the game's there. Like, I can play
The
it.
whole damn thing is there.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like anything has changed. I thought it was still, like, I figured, actually, I'm going to credit Toys R Us here because I ordered those games Sunday night, free shipping, and it was like 5 to 6 days delivery.
Yeah.
I got them on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I think I got mine after, it must have been 3 or 4, it might have been 4 days, because I think I ordered them Sunday, got it on Thursday.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if they just mail them directly from my nearest Toys R Us, which is like half an hour away,
Oh
but
no, mine definitely came from like Pennsylvania. Which, and then I was, and then you had said that they had in-store pickup, and I was like, well, I should have thought about that. Just picked them up, because it's like, that right down the road. But yeah, I also played, I think I played like an
I was
hour
gonna
or two of FIFA.
sorry, TJ. I was gonna say about FIFA. So the thing with FIFA is it's like I picked up FIFA 14 on PS3 like last summer. It was like $15 or something like that as a download. And now I'm playing FIFA 16 on PS4. And it's like this really doesn't feel a lot very different. Like just playing the game. This doesn't feel any different. Then that's not a bad thing. It's good.
Yeah, I've kind of felt that way since FIFA 10. I feel like it's been like, I feel like they've gotten it so right that year to year you really couldn't really tell a difference. And they're like, oh, we
Right.
changed the whole physics system. And it's like, okay, I believe you.
Yeah,
It
but
feels a little
really,
different, but.
I like the one thing I saw was like, oh, he tugged on the guy's shirt and it came with like they didn't call a penalty still.
Yeah, I mean that's like the downfall of FIFA. It's become so good and so big that they're never going to make a huge change that could piss off people.
Yeah,
And
pretty much.
just the minor changes you like I've literally from FIFA 10, which I played way, way too much. I think last time I saw something it was like 700 hours. Like 600 or 700 hours. But then
Wow.
like progressively every single year it's gone down and down and down and down. Last year like I turned on, I went to play it a couple months ago, and I looked at Ultimate Team. I had played like 7 games. I was like, "Wow!" Yeah, but it's just so good that I
Right.
got bored of it.
But I think I'll play a little more. We'll come back to FIFA later.
Yeah, I definitely want to do more pro clubs because, as I said, I didn't play that much last year, so I'm kind of
Okay.
excited to get back into doing that kind of stuff more.
Okay. And I'm still not sure how much FIFA, it might be a while before I really get into FIFA, especially when WWE comes out. But it's there. It's something it might be I have FIFA and I've got my FIFA game on the PS4 now, and that's it. May never buy another one. I don't know.
Gotta get those hot new jerseys, Scott.
Oh, because I follow soccer so well to know what teams are wearing.
Jerseys, usually. Hot ones.
I do want to talk about NHL because I have been playing a lot of NHL, and NHL was kind of like the other game that I was,
Yeah,
I
I actually put up
actually.
the on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. I put up today the full 2 hours that we played on Thursday.
Which is quite possibly the most fun I've had playing a video game in quite some time.
Oh yeah. The NHL does that to you.
Yeah. It's funny because in some ways I feel NHL has the same quote unquote problem
That's
in
usual.
that, yeah, in that I still feel like I'm playing the same game, although I can see where it looks better a lot easier than in FIFA because you're a lot closer to the players than in FIFA. I think that's part of the problem, is that they can make the graphics better all you want, but with the camera as wide as it has to be, it's hard to tell.
Right. Oh, his face looks extra. We have extra great facial hair this year. It's like, okay, well, my guy's got a helmet on with a chin strap and probably some sort of face guard.
I'm
So,
talking about FIFA, so.
Well, I meant both.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, with
Oh,
NHL,
now we
I
have Ronaldo's haircut in the game. It's like, okay, I'm 60 feet above the field. I can't really tell what haircut it
Hey,
is.
random note on haircuts. How awesome was it that MLB The Show actually cut Andrew McCutcheon's hair?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
And I'm like, hey, that and it like in my franchise, even in my franchise, it was cut.
Oh. That's...
Like, my franchise that I started right away.
Wonder how they did that.
The show has been really... In the past, was always really good about players sort of having a universal profile across everything. If when you could, back on the PS3, set people's batting music, it would, if you set it in, you know, in your exhibition roster, it would carry over into your franchise.
I wonder if that's like, I wonder if that's on purpose or completely not on purpose.
Well, yeah, whatever. It was cool.
Yeah.
So I've been playing mostly GM mode in NHL. I really like, you know, I haven't dug into it a little bit, so this is, you know, after playing for just a day or two, I really like the team meetings, and you got to talk to players, and their morale go up and down based on what you say.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I feel like it might get turned into, like NHL 14 had like the interviews you do after games and stuff, but it was really easy to pick out what answer you should give to keep everybody happy.
Right.
Like there wasn't any gambling. I feel like it's better than that, but eventually you'll know what answer to pick because it's always the same ones.
Right.
Like I always see like, well, we won that game despite the fact we were the underdog, and it's always the same like four options. Eventually I'm going to find which one to pick. It's not like it changes.
Right. Then you're just going to start gaming the system.
Exactly. So we'll see how it pans out, because now in the few games I've played, I started out horrible, like 0-5 or 1-5, something like that, and now I'm gone on like a 4-game winning streak. So now, you know, it's turning around now, so we'll see what happens. Nice.
Yeah, I've mainly played
the individual.
So.
Right. Which drop-in games are kind of terrible, which isn't the fault of...
I feel like that's every... sports game with a team mode where
dropping games are terrible.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're still playable and every now and then you get lucky, but yeah, but I feel like they're slower, like they're less responsive. And I don't know if that's just lag or what.
Well, who were we talking to? Someone suggested that they made the players not as good. Right. Now that they have this whole new thing.
Right, but it's still, like, you still have the same classes whether you're playing drop-in games or games with your team. But I still felt like everything was slower and more sluggish and less responsive in drop-in games than I did playing on our team, which even then is less responsive than playing offline, which maybe is to be expected, but I felt like it wasn't necessarily lag.
I mean, maybe, I don't know how many people were in those drop-in games. You might have had full teams in those drop-in games, but...
You know, it was about the same. You know, we had... Because we played all our games with full...
We had five.
You know, everybody but the goalie. And
I don't think we ever... only had two or three.
I think they were always at least four. I mean, maybe people dropped later on, but... Honestly, they started with at least four.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
But yeah, you know, go watch that video and you'll see. I think you'll understand just what a good time we had just kind of chatting. And
yeah, I scored a goal, and I still got to say, scoring a goal in NHL is possibly my favorite thing in all of sports games.
Yeah.
Home run's great. Scoring a goal in FIFA is pretty up there. I think it's like right behind scoring a goal in NHL. Like touchdowns are easy, but that excitement you get from a great shot, especially when you hit one of the bars and it goes ting and it goes in, it's just amazing. I love it so much.
DJ, you know what's not amazing?
What's not amazing?
Going a whole game without winning a single face-off.
Hey, look, they've changed the face-off mechanic since last time I played?
No, they didn't.
I haven't played in, like, a long time. It was always NHL, just one stick.
You played NHL 14, right? I know you did, because we ran a league.
Is that on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but that was only the right stick.
And everything you can do now was there in NHL 14. You didn't necessarily do it, but it was there.
No, I didn't do it. I used to be the right stick master on face-offs. I would hold my right stick to the left, the thing would drop, and I'd hit down. It'd be great.
Well, maybe they changed it up that way, but, you know, functionally they didn't change it.
I think you're wrong. And now there's the stuff with the guy going one way and the other way. I don't know what's going on.
I play some offline, and the on-ice trainer is going to help you out a lot.
Here's what's weird, is that when I played, it dumped you into a test game, right, when you start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I won every face-off in that, too.
Hmm. Which is funny, because it took me a while to get used to it again.
But... So, I don't know. I just know that it's hella fun, as the kids say.
Yeah. You know, I really like the goal songs that they got in there. Because I actually used to, back when you could do this on the Xbox and the PS3, I would go find what all the goal songs were, go find and download them, and then put them in the game myself.
Nice.
So I don't have to do that. It's great. The downside is I can't do my own fun stuff. Like for my team, I'd always have like the Final Fantasy victory theme play when I scored a goal.
Of course you would, Scott. Of course you would.
I got a whole collection of songs.
We can't pick our goal songs for our ESHL team, right?
I don't think so, and I don't know like if we pick it. If we're the Blackhawks, do we get the Chelsea Dagger song? I don't know. Maybe we should switch to the Blackhawks for a game and try and find out.
Those jerseys are awesome as well. We've been playing with the Calgary Hitmen jerseys just because their alternate is essentially Bret Hart. So we could switch to the Blackhawks for a shot. But if we win, we must keep going.
It's the jerseys.
Yeah, that's how it is. Anything else? Well,
Madden.
How's your Madden league going?
Our Madden league. Yeah, I am 3-2.
I feel we're playing on All Pro, no sliders.
Right.
All Pro is way harder this year, right?
I think so.
Because I'm 2-2, and I'm trying to think the last time. And I think one of those losses was the computer. I think the other one was
both my losses to. Where's my other loss to?
Yeah, I feel like the computer's a lot better. I feel like in years past, I'd play All Pro and run the table.
It's weird because in my offline franchise that I'm playing, I like took the Panthers and went like 14-2 and won the Super Bowl. And I felt like I was dominating every game.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it's all in your heads.
Yeah, I feel weird that we haven't talked about Madden at all, actually. Because it's always like the game.
Madden's Madden, man.
Yeah, it's great that they did the catch updates this year.
And I also love, we haven't made it to the end of the year, but I love the new scouting.
Yes.
That's way better than it used to be.
Definitely. The only thing I dislike about it is that you have to do it. The computer won't do it for you.
Yeah, that is kind of...
The good news is that doesn't take long.
Yeah, XXX. I literally, every time, I just go through one player, just do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even really think about it. Like, I'm not going to... I'm going to give this guy 5, and then I'm going to give this guy 5.
What we need to find out is, say you can't make the draft when we have it, does the fact that you did scouting mean anything? Like,
it's a good question. Because there's an outside possibility, it doesn't. Yeah. That would be, I just picked like the wrong guys, which would be kind of awesome.
Right. The thing, and if you've done a draft, I don't know if you have. I've done a couple because once I got there, I did a practice draft. Mm-hmm. It tells you right away, like, you make the draft pick, and it'll tell you right away whether it was a good or bad draft pick and give you their ratings instantly, which is awesome.
I just hope that the ratings are right. I mean, not the ratings, like, when it says this guy's a 4th rounder, then I scout him and it says he's a 2nd rounder. And if he's really a 4th rounder, I'm going to be pissed. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, not that he's a 4th rounder, but I mean, like... Because last year, what was it? Rich drafted, like, the guy that was supposed to be number 1 overall.
Mm-hmm.
It was a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Rich took him. It was a 43.
What?
Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
And I think even all the scouting was like, dude's beast. And I was like, that's not good at all.
You see, I think what they did is that every player in the draft pool, they rated them. Like 1 through 292, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they determine whether or not it's a good draft pick. Got it. Like, you know, you draft this guy 43rd and he's ranked because you found him because if you didn't scout him, you didn't know he was that good. And he's ranked 32 or something like that. And he'll say, great draft pick. You found a sleeper or something like that.
Nice.
Or it'll go the other way and said you reached.
That's good. I hope that all turns out and not isn't terrible. Like, I hope they fixed the progression. I don't know if they did. Who was it?
Like the left tackles giving up sacks.
Yeah, that's not good. And then, what was it, old guys where they would just drop in speed to, like, nothing? Year two? It was either year two or year three last year when I was the Colts. Who was their number one wide receiver? Reggie Wayne was, like, 67 speed after 2 years. I was like, that's great. Like, granted, he's not fast to start with. I think he was, like, an 88.
Right, but he's at that point, he's, like, walking his routes.
Like, at that point, it's like, why? I should put anybody in here instead of you. When you're still, but he was still, like, an 87 overall. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Okay.
So I put him in the slot and was like, maybe you can do something here. I'll just use you as, like, a tight end, but a wide receiver version.
Right.
But, and you know me, I've been playing way too much Madden Ultimate Team.
I was about to say Ultimate Team. I was going to want to have a little discussion on Ultimate Team modes.
I'm creeping on 200 solos. I've probably played 200 games. Almost 200 solos, and I've been through two or three seasons of online head-to-head.
Yeah, I will say that if I wanted to play Madden Ultimate Team, they did fix a lot of the stupid stuff that I didn't like before, mm-hmm. like inactive versus active cards. They got rid of that, thank God. But like every sports game, I want to play Madden Ultimate Team online. If the online community for Madden was good, I would love Ultimate Team. If I could go in and play a game and I'm going to be competitive and now I'm going to get some coins, I'm going to buy a pack and maybe I'm going to get better players, mm-hmm. you know, I would love that. But going online and playing people, especially in Madden Ultimate Team, is not fun.
Yeah, I think that's why you need, like, for you, you should stick to, like, Draft Champions because you're never going to dedicate the time
right.
to have a team that's going to be competitive at a high level,
mm-hmm.
the time or the money.
Yeah.
Then
Draft Champions is a great idea, but if the only point is to get, like, the one pack, or which is what the offensive and defensive player,
mm.
and there's no other point, there's no stat tracking, there's no seasons, you just play games.
Right. Well, you also, in there, you get, you'll get cards for regular Ultimate Team. And you'll also get the badges that you can use towards other stuff.
Right, right.
But the badges are, it's 10 badges for that one pack of two elite players.
Right, and that's
a defense. But then after that, the next thing is 100 badges.
Exactly. And when I saw that, I was like, done.
Right, if it was like, if there was something at like 10, and then there was another one that was like 25, and it's like, all right, well, I can play five rounds, if I can try to win five rounds of this.
But mm-hmm.
it's just such a huge jump that it feels like they want you to go there, get those two elites, and then just switch to Ultimate Team.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like a big push to Ultimate Team. But, not as bad as FIFA did, it sounds
yeah,
like. Yeah,
I really love how Draft Champions does it. The FIFA way seems ridiculous to me.
Well, the fact you have to pay for it, whether it's in-game currency or real currency.
Right, and it's, what's it? I think it's 15,000 coins, which is like two of the good pro packs, like mm-hmm. the cheapest pro pack where you get like one gold card. And I think when, depending on how much you win, I think you're like almost guaranteed to get two pro packs back. But
okay.
The idea of these modes is you're not going to get that much in those packs. Like you would have a real hard time getting two pro packs, selling all that stuff, and making anywhere near the amount of coin that you put into buying those two pro packs.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. You might get lucky and pull some amazing card that's worth, you know, 5 million coins. But I feel like you're way more likely to get a whole bunch of cards that probably aren't worth anything.
Right. But for me, FIFA Ultimate Team is never going to be interesting because I just don't understand soccer enough. If there was a button that basically I press this button and it put together my best lineup based on all the cards I have, awesome.
You could do that.
I would. Is that a thing?
Yeah, they have a squad builder. You can go in
there. I might have to look at that.
And speaking of that,
but then,
that is
but
why
then
I'm not going to play NHL Ultimate Team.
I was getting to that point, but I want to go back to FIFA really quick. But then I still run into the problem of I go online and I get destroyed because FIFA is the game that the people that are good at it are absolutely amazing.
Yep.
And I just want to play some soccer.
Yeah. It's not like, I always say in Madden Ultimate Team, if you're really good, you can have the worst team and win. And if you're mm-hmm. really bad, you can have the best team and win. Because sometimes it's literally just, if you have a super wide receiver and a super quarterback, you just drop back and throw it up, and he's going to have a chance to make that catch.
Yeah.
But in FIFA, I think I feel like you need to be good and have a good team.
Right.
If you don't have a good team and you're not good, you're not going to win. Like, you have almost no chance.
Yeah, and then, like you mentioned, NHL Ultimate Team. Yeah, I went into it, and I've spent more time in Hockey Ultimate Team than any other Ultimate Team. Mm-hmm. But I went in there, and I'm like, where's the button to put my lineup together? And as best I can tell, it doesn't exist. And I clicked out of Ultimate. Oops. And I clicked, sorry about that. Sorry. I clicked out of Ultimate Team, and I haven't gone back since.
Yeah, I was in it, and I was like, there was definitely used to be, I hit triangle, and all magic happens.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I went on Twitter, I was like, is this still here? And then I asked in our Slack channel, I was like, is this still here? Everybody's like, nope, it's gone. And I backed out of NHL Ultimate Team, and I went and I created my EA Sports Hockey League guy.
Yeah. Maybe they can patch that back in, but...
I mean, that would be nice, just because... Don't get me wrong. Well, actually, it's a lot of players. It's
It kind of has the same thing going forward where FIFA does, where there's enough different players out there that can be really different.
But I just also mean on your roster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, in Madden, you need... Well, you have 22 starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you're gonna use a couple. You're gonna use probably like 40 guys. But you know, having like six lines that you're gonna have to go through. Like, if I get a new guy that's a good left mm-hmm. wing, I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's a way to say this is my new number one left wing. Move everybody else down one.
Yeah, no, there's not. Yeah, or that I didn't look deep enough. So the button was gone. I stopped hearing.
Right, so now I guess the fastest way would you go in and make him the fourth line guy and then just do the quick change
for all of them? Don't stop caring. Oh, but one exciting thing I noted, and it made me really sad that GM Connected isn't a thing, the computer will handle your off-season.
Well, that's the best part.
Which has been my biggest complaint about GM in NHL forever. So the way, I mean, I learned how to do it, and Rich complained on Press Row about how I had to write like a 4-page email to explain how to do the off season in NHL.
Yeah, we had no idea.
And then we still screwed it up because Jeff just simmed through it.
Yeah. Ugh. And then people are like, we should do a pen and paper NHL league. I was like, why don't you take that pen and shove it up your butt? Because, I mean, that was even the problem. Even when FIFA did have leagues, it was still not...
But I agree with Rich, though. That would be better than nothing.
Yeah, until you try to figure out how to do it.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I think every... You know, online franchise, when that debuted, that was so amazing, even as limited as it was when it debuted, mm-hmm. that everyone was like, yeah, every game should have this. And I agree with that to an extent, but I still think there was a place for just those, you know, watered down, everyone plays everyone, here's the winner type leagues, because mm-hmm. that could still be fun.
But then in that, it still didn't have stat tracking.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
We had a Google Doc that we had to put everything into.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, I remember that now.
And track down who scored the goals, because you would never know who the best player, who won the MVP. And then at the end, it was just like, okay, we're done. It didn't even have a tournament at the end, right?
It might have.
I think it just ended with these. You've played your 10 games. Here are the standings. It's like, okay, thanks.
But every game had that.
Yeah.
Like, it was the exact same thing. I remember the year before online franchise debuted, that you at least had those leagues. Well, yeah, and they were in every game.
Because I don't have NBA 2K16. I don't know if this is true. But I think...
I'm talking EA Sports specifically.
Right, but I think this year in NBA 2K, which, again, this could be completely wrong, I think their online season mode is like 2 years, and you don't do off-season stuff.
Interesting.
Which I think is great. Because most leagues, I would love to know the telemetry on how many leagues go more than a year or 2 years.
Yeah,
I know in like an NCAA, I'm sure it was something ridiculous because their dynasty stuff was well done.
Right. Well, and then they stopped making the game, so there are people that are probably still playing it.
Right.
As far as I know, those servers are still up and running.
Yeah, everything I've seen, I think they're all still up.
Yeah, I feel like if those shut down, it would be like a news story.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'll definitely be a big thing when those go down. Well, because didn't they try to turn off the NBA 2K14 ones already?
Oh, right, but that was different because like turning them off totally like screwed up, like screwed up your saves.
Yeah.
That was slightly different.
Yeah, if you had an online, your My Player couldn't go offline or something.
Right, right. I know, like in 2K15, there's the same thing, but at least when they do that, it's set up that you can convert it to an offline from there out, from then on out. Because I remember I was
Right,
gonna play one day. I
you could
was gonna
set
play
it.
one day, and my internet was down at the time, and it was basically like, oh, no, you have to be online. You can go offline, but there's no going back.
Right. And they were supposed to put out a patch that would make all your online and offline. For 2K14, I think they were supposed to put out a patch that was supposed to
Oh,
make all your stuff
and
change.
they never did.
They either never did or it didn't work. Yeah,
Oh,
I'm.
that was the other thing I forgot to mention about, missing the first year of PS4. Get all the crap out of the way.
What do you mean?
I didn't have to worry about,
Playing the
the
first year of an NHL that had no modes in it.
exactly. That was one of those things where I just got to sit back and laugh at everybody.
Yeah. Well, so did
Sorry.
I, because I was like, I'm not buying this. And it
Well, at
was.
least you at least knew that. I feel bad for the people that bought it just like
Oh.
assuming that, hey, it's going to be NHL. It's going to be great.
We didn't know it. And me and Rich went into the city for like an EA Sports Day, and we played it. We're like, this is pretty dope. And it's
Right,
like.
yeah, you played the game and
And
it
it's
was and
like.
on the ice it was good.
Yeah, and they're like, they didn't say anything about any modes. But then even but nobody knew, because I don't know if you remember, like the day it came out, Operation Sports had a page dedicated to this is all the stuff that is missing that we just found out today.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So crazy.
But then you do like, yeah, I thought the craziest thing was, the Madden 25 and all the 14 games that pretty much they came out their normal times on PS3 and 360. And then, oh, here, buy the new next gen versions too. Huh? Huh?
I did
Huh?
those actually. Madden 25 was really good on PS4.
Okay. I'll believe you.
Like I was really surprised, and I had had it on 360, and I switched to PS4, and I was like, "Wow, this is kind of amazing."
I guess, I'll definitely say I certainly don't feel like I missed anything by waiting a year or so to get a PS4.
Yeah,
I
it's
feel like I've jumped in at just the right time.
yeah because now all the tweak the kinks are worked out. It's a great time to get a console now. And then now they're getting a price drop, so you're good.
Actually, well, I'm a little upset because I didn't wait for a price drop or a bundle with the show like I said I would, but whatever.
Did you get any games with it?
Last of Us, which I have not played.
And it's a code, right?
Yeah, it's a code. And
They you already
I
redeemed
redeemed
it.
it. I might try it at some point in
I'm
time,
sure. It's
but
supposed to be really good. I'm still meaning to play that. Grand Theft Auto 5, Metal Gear 5, and gonna
well,
have a
yeah,
kid
Grand Theft
in a
Auto
couple
5.
months, and I'm real probably never gonna play any of these games.
Yeah, I don't play regular games anymore. I
Yeah.
really only play sports games now.
I was to the point where it was I play Uncharted and I played sports games. And it was I played Uncharted and Metal Gear and sports games. Now Uncharted's on its way out. I don't know if I'm gonna buy that. I want to. Metal Gear's out. I wanted to buy that. And I was like, when am I gonna have time to spend all this time on the story? Metal Gear, Grand Theft Auto came out. My wife has beaten it twice. I still don't think I played a minute of it.
I'll say this though, when you're not buying all the other games, you don't feel quite as bad buying sport a new sports game every year.
I mean, or throwing a couple bucks into Ultimate Team.
I still do a little bit of that on my DS. There's still some good stuff there, although I can't tell you. Was Smash Brothers still the last DS game I bought, which is like a year ago
I literally cannot tell you the last game I bought on my 2DS.
now?
Shovel Knight. I played about
Oh yeah,
the first
Shovel
quarter
Knight.
or so.
Yeah,
And
which
don't worry, soon I will be rebuying it on Vita for no apparent reason. To watch me not play it again.
yeah, I gotta finish Shovel Knight. I played a good half of it.
I feel like I want my Vita to be so much better. I feel like it's so close.
I don't have a Vita, and I want Vita to be better.
I just wish it had like. I would take a Vita if it was a PS4 controller, just bigger. I feel like it's just uncomfortable to hold.
Can't you do remote play with the PS4? Or is that not really a thing? Or does the game have to support it?
What do you mean, onto the console?
Like, if I'm out in the living room away from, you know, in not in the room my PS4 is in, I can still play a PS4 game on the Vita.
Right.
But, you know, it's only, like, locally, but still.
You can actually do it not locally.
But oh, wow.
Then I think there's some lag and stuff.
I would imagine.
But yeah, that's how I used to spend a lot of my time doing selling cards in Ultimate Team. I would go into the bathroom, remote in on my PS4, and play.
There you go.
But yeah, the problem with the Vita and my problem with the 2DS is that they're not comfortable to hold.
Okay.
And if they were, or I'd be like, I'd play and I'd be like, okay, my thumbs are hurting, or like my wrists are hurting, and so if they're, I should probably check. It's been long enough. There should be some ridiculous. Attachment
handle,
for the Vita.
Handle attachment.
Yeah. I'm going to look that up right now. So make sure if you're buying stuff this holiday season, thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon, that kicks back a referral fee or something.
Right.
It's like 4%. My favorite part of that is it's Amazon affiliates. So anytime I get an email from them, it's never good news. It's like, hey, people buy video games through your thing. We're going to lower it from 6% that you make back to 4%. It's great. But that came after the PlayStations, and a lot of people bought PlayStations through thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon.
Oh, nice.
So I came out pretty good that month.
Nice.
So if you're going to be buying anything this this holiday season, thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon.
Right. To go back to the what games I play anymore kind of thing, the only non-sports games I still want to play are Nintendo games.
Yes. Look, I want Mario Maker so bad.
Yes.
And I don't have a Wii U, and I don't know if I could justify how much it would cost to buy a Wii U.
I can't. And there would be other games. I would get Smash Brothers on that, and, you know, the Mario 3D Land, when Zelda comes out, maybe, eventually. You know, Star Fox. You know, I would still play all those. Now, the question is, Mario Maker is the only one that would probably have legs.
See, my thing is with the Wii, I said I would play all those games. I'm going to play Skyward Sword. I'm going to play Mario Galaxies. Never played any of them.
I can literally list all the games that I have for the Wii that I didn't play because I'm looking at them.
You played Super Strikers like every smart person, and that was it.
I didn't even finish that. That was a good one. Let's see. I think I did finish the Mario Galaxies. Don't quote me on that, but I think I did. But Metroid Prime Trilogy, didn't finish any of those. Super Paper Mario. Metroid Other M. That's all I actually have left. I didn't buy that much.
I wonder if I can steal Rich's. No, Rich uses Wii U. Damn it. I can take his Kinect if I ever get an Xbox. But yeah. The one thing I would play on... Well, now there's coming out like a Mario Tennis. I'd probably get into that. But, yeah, Mario Maker. Just from watching a bunch of stuff on YouTube, I really want to play Mario Maker. I understand that, why that's not that's not a 3DS game as well. I feel like that stuff should work on 3DS.
If you could just play levels on 3DS, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. All right, Scott. I feel like we've done enough now.
Yes, I think this went longer than I intended for it to. I got to work early in the morning.
So. Yeah, you should probably get some sleep. Before we go, we'll say you can. If you're listening to this, you've obviously already found us, but make sure you tell your friends. They can also find us on the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Pocket Casts. Scott Pocket Casts, I love it. Great app for Android podcast listening.
I use a different one, but maybe I'll check that out.
What do you use? Use Downcast. Use
Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict is another good one. Maybe that's the one. Google hired someone, and I don't know who it was. Maybe it was Podcast Addict's developer. Because I think Google at some point is going to be coming out with their own podcast, native podcast client.
Okay. You know, I think I just searched podcast, and it was like one of the first ones that came up with a high rating. So, like, okay.
Yeah, and Overcast just got updated to 2.0 on iOS. That's free now. That's, like, supposedly the best iOS podcatcher. I've been trying to find someone that has, like, upgraded their phone and didn't trade in their old phone so I could have an old iPhone. just to do stupid stuff like play iOS-only games. It's like, I'm not going to buy an iPod Touch. And then I'm like, maybe I'll buy an iPod Touch. But I don't want to do that. So it's a bad idea. So if you have, if you just upgraded to an iPhone 6S Plus Pro thing, you have a 5C out there or something, let me know. I'll give it a nice home. What else? Twitter. You can find me at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, this is where you say at Darth
Obvious. Oh yeah, and you can find me at Darth Obvious. I had one other game I wanted to talk about really quick. That's kind of where I was lost. I was like, oh, I should have bring that up. Like so I'm gonna bring this up. I'll finish this off with this. My favorite game that I found in the time that I didn't have a PS4, Pinball Arcade.
That's the one with real pinball tables?
Yes.
I might have to check that out.
A ridiculous list of real pinball tables. The only problem with it now is that it can be ridiculously expensive to get into.
Well, yeah, because I had that problem when I went into Zen Pinball at some point.
It's kind of the same way, but the...
Well, Zen Pinball is all made-up pinball games.
Yes.
But the Pinball Arcade, that's all the real ones, so you can... They have Adam's Family now, right?
Yes. It actually helped kickstart it.
Yeah. There's another one, like Adam's Family, that I think they also kickstarted that I wanted to play.
Let's see. I mean, the Kickstarter tables were Terminator 2, Star Trek Next Generation, and Adam's Family.
I think it was the Terminator 2 one. Yeah. I believe I remember playing that way too much as a child.
That's the crazy thing about Pinball Arcade for me. Of all the tables on there, I only remember actually ever playing two of them in real life. I'm sure I've played others, but I don't remember them.
I think there was a Simpsons one I liked. I don't remember. But they should get that.
I'm sorry, I can't remember. I didn't play a lot. I wish I played more pinball as a kid. But yeah, I love Pinball Arcade. That's just...
I played way too much Punisher. Like, the arcade game. But that's neither here nor there. And this has nothing to do with sports, Scott, so...
Nope. But I wanted to talk about it, because I want people to know about Pinball Arcade.
So yeah, you can hit us on the Twitters, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. I don't post much over there, but when I do, it's gold, but it's probably not. youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Lots of videos over there. You can see me score my first EASHL game and hear us all go very happy.
Oh, we didn't talk about my EASHL goal. When I was the D-man?
Yes. I don't remember. I remember
I beat the goalie 5-hole from like the blue line, the corner blue line.
Well, because he saw you and was like, this guy's not shooting. He just did not care. You know what? Go in the, look in the big video and find it and I'll clip it out.
I did, because I went back and watched the archive, but okay, let's get out of here.
Find it and tell me. Patreon.com/thatsportsgamer if you want to support the channel. You get exclusive access to early stuff. And we have a Slack channel that Scott's not part of. I should maybe make Scott a part of it.
Wait, there's another... Wait, I'm not a part of the Slack channel?
Not this one. This one's private. Oh. Only for patrons.
Oh, I see.
So. I think that's it. Anything else you can think of?
No. No, I think next time, hopefully... Let's see. I'm trying to think when that'll be. Next time, like I said, I think hopefully we'll have the match listing for the Steve Austin Showcase. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, is there really anything else going on?
Only Extra Life for Kids, November 7th. I'll be streaming for 24 hours, raising funds for the kiddies.
I'll be working that much that weekend.
You should probably take off and watch the stream.
Yeah, too late for that.
Well then, Scott, what you should do is throw a couple bucks at the thing.
Oh, I definitely will.
Because, I don't know if you saw, I just got some packages from EA Sports. Got a bunch of copies of Madden, a bunch of copies of NHL, or no, not NHL, NBA Live.
NBA Live, yeah, I saw that. I did see the picture.
Got an autographed Victor Oladipo. I can't say his name. It's a lot of letters that don't look like they should go together. Victor Oladipo. Oladipo. Oladipo?
I want to say that guy.
Yeah. Played for the Hoosiers. I believe he plays for the Magic now. An autographed Russell Westbrook jersey. An autographed Cam Newton jersey. Yeah, it was very nice to send all that stuff, which is amazing. Wow. We also have two Elgato Game Capture HD60s that we're going to be giving away. For all that stuff, $25 donation gets you entered to win that. And if you donate $10, there's a whole bunch. There's going to be more copies of Madden in it, NBA Live that are going to go out. I have a copy of Rory McIlroy, some Super Mega Baseball codes, some Dive Kick codes, and hopefully more to come.
This is going to be like your best stream ever.
I sure hope it is. Because I've been doing all this extra life stuff for these kids, and I don't have a kid, and now I'm going to have a kid.
I was going to say, so yeah. It
means a lot more to me now.
So. I think we kind of forgot we both have these big life-altering things coming up in the time we weren't podcasting.
Yes, we did. We did have some big changes in our lives. So, but yeah, I'm excited to be back doing this again. Kind of centering myself.
Yeah, hopefully, and I won't blame you if it happens when the kid does arrive. Hopefully that doesn't knock down the podcast too much.
No, I'm going to be like, listen, you need to watch this kid. I need to go over here for a little bit.
We could do like Dr. Ken used to do and do the podcast with Manny on his lap.
I'm willing. I want to buy one of those things so I can just sit here at my desk and be like, well, we're good. I feel like he's going to be sleeping all the time, right? I'll just put him right next to me. So I'm excited to be doing this. Excited, really excited to be doing Extra Life. That's going to be the last time for a while that I have a ton of time to play video games.
Yeah.
24 hours straight. I'm going to try to keep up the Tuesdays and Thursday streams. God knows if that's going to even be a possibility.
Oh, hey, speaking of Tuesdays and Thursdays, we should probably tell people about our ESHL team and get them to join us.
Yeah, you can search for TSG Crew. I think it's open to everybody.
Yep.
But if you're a jerk, we'll throw you right off.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't think of what the what is it called? I can't think of what our pro club team is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I believe it's Les Autopompes. So
we're French.
We'll also play that. So we'll figure out some schedules and stuff so we can definitely get more of that in.
See, those Tuesdays and Thursdays streams seems like a great time to do that.
Yeah, but I don't want to play EASHL all the time.
That's also true.
Yet.
And I won't be around every night because I have to work those nights frequently.
Right. So maybe we'll do like 1 hour of EASHL and 1 hour of FIFA or something like that. But we'll figure it out.
Okay. But
things will come play with us. Come play with us.